Maria Menno Kapakingi is kindly with us. I was reading an article that Te Whenua Rō put together on RNZ. Thanks, Tu. And it's also uplifting to see young kaumahi who've worked with us getting opportunities in our national broadcaster. But he writes that Te Pāti Māori is disgusted by the tabling of the controversial Oranga Tamariki Amendment Bill while Parliament's in recess. And those concerns raised by Maria Menno Kapakingi is kindly with us today, the MP for Te Tokara. Te tohine, kia ora, anō hoki mai.
Tēnā koe, tēnā tātou katoa.
Kia ora. I thought your kōrero about extermination was quite appropriate. Others took exception to it. But now you're taking exception once again at the tabling of this very important bill. While Parliament's in recess, what do you read into that, Maria Menno?
Thank you, Dale. I'm glad you and I agree at least. But it's amusing in the first instance. I find it amusing how upset and tons of comfortable people having feelings about the way in which I describe our reality. And they believe that they can describe it better, which is just utter nonsense. So that's my first response to part of your question. To sneak something in while we're all on recess, I mean, I haven't been part of the system, the parliamentary system for long, but I know I smell a rat. I know when you smell a rat. It's a completely dishonest tactic, but apparently not new. They did a very similar thing with Te Aka Haiora. So they have their own 100-day plan, and their plan consists of telling us they know much, much more about us and what we need. So, I think it's disgusting, and I think it's shameful. But they are telling us something about their model, Dale. So,
they're ramming through changes to legislation without, it would seem, consulting the very people that they've employed to do roles for them. Earlier in our program, Maria Menno, I had a chat with Tamark Solomon, who's the chair of Oranga Tamariki's Ministerial Advisory Board. He was perplexed. He was confused at why this is all happening now and didn't understand the urgency, really, or the whakapapa the need to remove 7AA. You'd think that a guy in that position would know, so these politicians are catching many by surprise, including yourself, me, and Tamark.
Yes. Dale, it's as plain and as simple as a new minister that believes with very little evidence, no evidence. I was a social worker in the 80s and 90s. I can give you evidence that'll strip out her nonsense in an instant. So it is a minister that fancies her story and her own personal experience and then remarking on the practice of social workers as if social workers act in isolation. I mean, I know there are a number that probably don't suit the work, but the majority are dedicated and good people. They're good people and they're trained people. So now this is just maybe a couple of other stories, but what is clear in the appeal court summary, which I read yesterday, was there is barely no evidence from the minister other than that she has the power to make this so dangerous, so idiotic, the pathway, but so dangerous at the same time.
Well, it's a thin end of the wedge, isn't it, here? If they can disregard the need to first look towards whānau, then hapū and iwi to get placements here and overlook that, reinterpret the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. I mean, this coalition government seems to know no bounds, and they take it as their God-given right to lean on all things Māori that we treasure. You're not standing for that. I see you use the terms white supremacy, extermination. Yeah. What sort of did you anticipate the level of reaction and the curt commentary as a result of your stand?
No, I didn't. Look, we weren't even trying when we put that speech together, to be absolutely honest. So I wasn't. I'm amused by it, though, you see. I'm amused Everyone is having feelings, particularly the white court. They are having feelings because this is their reaction. I can see it on their faces. They're going, surely, Maria, you don't think we actually think that, because we like Maoris. So this is the rhetoric running in the back of their minds. We're good people. We like Maoris. I've got a few of them. They're my friends. You see? So we are returning back to... I feel like I'm saying, making statements and pushing on stuff that I was pushing in the 80s, in the mid-80s and into the 90s. It feels like we're bringing all the rhetoric back. We are going back to the white ages. That's what's happening. Because it's just gotten too brown. It's not happening just in Aotearoa. It's happening in the States. It's happening across the world. Everything's just getting too brown, equals Indigenous, equals motuhake. That's what's happening here, and they just can't stand for it. They won't stand for it. So we've got to stand for it in the House and outside the House. I think that's where the real bulk of our power is, Dale, is in our people outside the House. 60,000 that marched to Waitangi. That's a something, eh? That's a something. And constantly, all of us as MPs are getting questioned about what's our next move, where are we going, what's the next activation. So, yeah, everything is so we're getting organised. Yeah. We're getting organised, and that's a great thing, because there's as much, if not more, power outside the House in our numbers. And our Pākehā allies too, Dale, that's also what we're seeing. So, yeah. Mm.
It feels to me that some of this right-wing stance that we're seeing politically is emboldening the bigots and racists that obviously exist in our country. We're hoping that we're coming together as peoples more than we are, but there are a few stubborn dinosaurs out there who just do not want to accommodate anything that might resemble the coming together of peoples. What does it say about this pocket of New Zealand?
Yes.
Prominent voters too, I might add. And the work that we still have to sort of develop the type of harmonious country that we could be.
Yeah, it's the hate makers. It's the that there's a small number that can create quite significant influence. You see it in the ACT Party, no question. And I see it across the government. You know, on that side of the House, and their constant. Or statements that they roll up, they start barking every time I say something. They're like, we're all New Zealanders, Maria. You know, we're not, and short of saying, you know, you're not special. They don't go that far, but they may as well, because I hear it constantly. And that's a few in a cobbled together government, right? Cobbled together. That's how they get there. Yes, they had votes, but they cobbled their votes together. That's how they get to sit across and be a coalition. Government, but there was a few in each of the parties that are hate makers, and they despise anything that Māori have gained over the last 30, 40 years, and they're going to take it back. They're just like, no, and it emboldens them because they're always sitting there, those hate makers, they're always sitting there waiting for this opportunity, and boom, the likes of Seymour and Winston and Chris are enabling it.
Haters and wreckers.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's too brown for them. It's just like, it's just too brown. You know, it happened in the 80s when Proud Attitude came in. I was a social worker at that time. I backed that whole, with a position we were trying to grow, working with the 13 recommendations out of that report. And as we started to roll, there were about 25 of us across the nation that they trained in a Proud Attitude Māori management group. And you had the likes of Donna Awatere and others, Ihi consultants. So it was a strong and growing feeling and vibe. And then it just got too brown and they shut it down. They just took it away, just like they're taking 7AA away. It's too brown.
Tēnā koe, Maria Meno. I'll never call you Maria. I think Maria Meno is a beautiful name, and that's how it's going to stay for me anyway. Mauri ora kia koe, te tuene, kia ora. Thank you.
Tēnā koe.
Hei konei rā, MP4 Te Tai Tokorau, Maria Meno, Kapa Kingi.